These samplers were nearly always saved, and now we are very glad to own one of them. We even put samplers up on the wall, like pictures for people to see. You must take good care of this, Mary. Not many little girls have one of them. Is it really 300 years old? Asked Peter. Yes, said Mother. Here is the year, 1631, sewed in it, and here are the alphabet and the name Polly. But the bright colors have faded. It must have been hard to sew all those letters, Mary said. Girls and boys did many hard things long ago, answered Mother. There was so much work to be done in this new country that children helped all they could. Polly learned to sew, spin, knit, and make her own clothes. She also helped to do the cooking and to take care of the house. What did the boys do in 1631? Asked Peter. Polly's brother helped his father take care of the farm animals, answered Mother. He picked berries, weeded the garden, and cut wood for the big fireplace. In those days, there were no stoves, and Polly and her mother had to do their cooking in pans and in big pots hanging over the fire in the fireplace. Didn't the children go to school? Asked Peter. Yes, said Mother. They went to a small log schoolhouse where the children sat on benches. They had to sit there a long time, too, for school began at 8 o'clock in the morning. The boys and girls went home to dinner at 11 o'clock and came back at 1. Then they stayed in school until 4. They must have got tired, said Mary. I'm sure they did, said Mother.